Hello, and you're very welcome to Farm Week. Okay, so even farmers deserve a holiday. And for many, it's the annual pilgrimage to the Listowel races in September, where record numbers this year managed to forget about the weather and poor harvest. We'll catch up with them later. But in Drumcullagher, the Organic College is buzzing with the sound of new students making friends and settling in. The college, on Thionnet Glas, is under the Limerick County VEC and has been running there now for 18 years. As this is National Organic Week, I decided to visit the college and see how it operates under the director, Jim McNamara, who took me around the college plot where students are busy weeding the potato trenches.
Roughly about a quarter here is spuds. Crop is reasonably okay. The Sarpomeras is yielding fairly well. The Queens were a little bit disappointing. And further over in the rotation then, there's onions, the alliums. Onions and garlic, we had a really good crop. It was one of the best crops we had this year. And then we have the peas and beans. And further over then, there's the brassicas. And there's unusual crops on the left. There's stuff like courgettes and carrots, parsnips. They're all down on the side here.
Can we look in the tunnel?
Yeah, now the tunnel is, of course, tunnels are a blessing. We think that there should be a tunnel in every school in the country. That's our hope for the coming year. This year we had spuds were distributed to every primary school in the country. Our hope is that next year there'll be a polytunnel going to every primary school in the country. Polytunnels in Ireland are a gift. In fact, we'd say they're an essential. They allow you to work on a wet day, they extend your growing season, and they allow you to grow crops that you could never possibly grow here before because of the temperature.
Like what's here, Jim?
Well, just looking down here, the main dominant thing on your left is tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
And they're cropping away. They will crop for another month. They've been pruned back now at this stage just so that the energy goes into the fruit. Up along here you have a couple of varieties of lettuce, butterhead and oak leaf. And here you have onion sets. Mm-hmm. And there's some cabbages, brassicas in the middle, and you have Asian mixes, salads, mizuna, rocket, pak choi, a couple of more, than, and broccoli down the middle, beetroot here on the left. So you have a good variety in this tunnel. This tunnel is run by second year students. They run it as a collective, as a cooperative, mm-hmm. and basically it's an enterprise tryout for people before they go out into the exposed world of making a living from growing.
Is it true to say that you use absolutely no pesticides, insecticides, anything like that?
Well, we use natural pesticides and natural systems to deal with insects and to deal with pests.
And what does that mean, Jim, when you say natural?
What it means is that we don't use chemicals which will lodge or be resilient in the plant. We use physical barriers to deal with slugs. You can see here the tunnel door has a wire mesh. So
and this mesh that we're standing on, is this to prevent the slugs?
This is to prevent slugs.
Could they not crawl over it, Jim?
No, you see, this is the thing about slugs.
They're not that smart, is it?
They're very smart at breeding. They will produce millions of offspring, but they are sensitive in particular ways. They only have one foot. But slugs are very sensitive to electric signals as well. They don't like copper. And this is aluminium. They don't particularly like aluminium either. And aluminium and copper together, they would hate because there's electrical differences between mm-hmm. the two. So there are ways of preventing slugs from getting in. So once you stop...
Sounds so simple.
Well, in some ways it's simple. You can also use a barrier like dry sand, which they don't like, but it has to be dry. Because again, the sand sticks, they like a little fluid, liquid
roadway.
Something
to glide along.
Exactly, a wet motorway to float along. So there are things in natural things that attract hoverflies that kill greenfly. We would plant flowers here, for instance, using garlic sprays for greenfly. See, in organics, it's the soil that gives the plant the life, mm-hmm. and the life force is in the soil. And we would say that there are, for every fistful of soil, I can show you a fistful here of good organic soil, John. Now, it looks very simple, but in here you would have up to 6 million different organisms
in
one handful. Bacteria, fungi.
And what makes that organic? Well, by definition.
By definition, you see, the term organic means that these creatures, they're all organisms. and they're working together. It's like a big orchestra, and they're all playing together to give you a living style. Iher Bio, we would have called it in Irish and up along the years, but this has life force. And this has various nutrients for plants which haven't even fully been identified yet. The science is only coming along now to understand organics. The science of nutrition is only being pursued at the moment to tell us the quality of organic food. Organic soil. Iher Bio.
Okay, where are we going next, Jim?
We are going out here and you're going to meet some of my colleagues and some of my co-learners, who we sometimes call students.
Dr. Sinead Nealon, tell me what the students are actually here for.
Well, our main course is called Organic Growing and Sustainable Living Skills, which covers every aspect of growing crops organically, plus moving out more into environmental issues, sustainable agriculture, a little bit of a look at global issues, and things like alternative energy, alternative building methods, all these things that all tie in together with the whole ethos of organic.
The philosophy of
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the main course. And the students come from they're all from all over Ireland, and also we have quite a few foreigners every year also. And they range in age from early 20s to mid 60s. And
which makes a very interesting mix, doesn't
it? It does, yes. And it means that you have people coming in that are quite young with very little experience. You have older people that have a lot of life experience and possibly gardening experience. And the whole group gels together and, you know, share philosophies, share experiences, and it seems to work quite well.
And then you have the cultural mix as well.
You have the cultural mix because you'll have people from, you know, European countries coming in with their experiences, but we've also over the past few years had several students from America and from Canada. Can't understand the slug problem at all, can't deal with it because they're not used to the wet conditions that we have here.
So what happens to people when they graduate and when they're qualified? I mean, do they just go home and put into practice what they've learned? Or
there's different things. It depends. Some students that come here are from a farming background and they just want to, you know, there's been so many problems in farming in the last few years and they're maybe looking at what can I do, what alternative enterprise can I work to make the farm more profitable. Some people would have come from land, have gone away, done, you know, worked in other aspects, maybe now have a family and have decided they want to come back to the countryside, back to the land, and they're looking to see what they can do. Some people simply want to learn about growing healthy food for their families. And a lot of our students will go out and start an enterprise. Some of the students that are in second year now already have land or are growing and they just want to develop their enterprise. Quite a few of our students have gone into training, teaching on FOSS courses. A lot of people in the schools doing courses with children in schools, with the green schools, that kind of thing. Some people have gone into training in using horticulture as a therapy for working with people with disability. There's quite a large area of horticulture involved there. So a lot of people have go into that.
For some, it's an end in itself, but for most people, it is a means to an end.
Yeah, they want to develop something. They have land or they want to develop an enterprise. Have worked at a desk job, they want to get away from that and they want to develop something that will give them an income, and this training is what they hope is going to help them do that.
I get the impression you don't have any reluctant students.
No, we wouldn't. Everyone that comes here is interviewed, and the main thing that people need coming here is an interest in organics and an interest in working, and, you know, not having this idea that you just come and look on. Everybody gets stuck in. I mean, you can see the students
all get down and dirty.
Yeah, and this is only their second day, and they're full in weeds, and, you know, so, and that's quite important. And the working together aspect is good, particularly in the first week they're here. It helps everyone to get to know each other. When you're pulling weeds together, you get chatting very easily. So, but they have to be prepared. I mean, the whole point is when you're growing organically, there is quite a lot of labour involved. And if you're not prepared to be out there and pulling weeds and clearing and going, there's no point even thinking of going into it.
Bernie Leahy, you've come back home to Ireland after 35 years in London and you're back to nature here.
Absolutely, Donna. Well, if you're born in the countryside, born in the land, you never, never forget it. So I worked in London, central London, for 35 years. I did have two allotments towards the end of my working life in London. And I just love working with the soil. Now I'm back home, built my lovely new house, and I'm back into gardening again. So this is where I want to be. And this is the ideal opportunity here to learn and to more about, you know, soil and plants and identification and working the soil. Because in England, the soil is very different. You know, you've got more sun. You've got more sun. Uh-huh. So obviously here, because of the wet conditions, I need to know what exactly I can grow successfully.
And have you got a big garden?
Yes, I have an acre.
Ooh, yes. That will keep you busy.
It will keep me very busy, that's true, yes. So I've done at the moment, I've just done three vegetable beds with soft fruit area and apple trees and plum trees. But I want to really work with vegetables and shrubs. So this is why I'm here in Drumcullagh.
So are you looking forward to your year?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. It's our second day and it's great fun. What a lovely crowd of people, you know, really enjoying it.
Lovely mix of ages.
Absolutely, Donna, yes. It's and a great atmosphere and the enthusiasm, you know, for the younger people. It just grows on you, you know.
Danny Keane from Croisín in County Clare, what brings you here to the college?
Well, I spent a lot of time on the building sites a few years back, and I decided to myself that I wanted to do something else with my time and my life, and just the way of life on the site was a very poor environment with dust and dirt and everything else and chemicals, and I thought, right. I went to the job centre, funny enough, in Ennis, and I saw advertised organic farming and sustainable living skills. And I thought, well, look, I had an acre of land that I purchased in 2002 when it was cheaper to buy land. And I said, right, I said, look, you can do something with this and just set up. And from there, I just said to myself, I'd go to the college, and then I'd put in a whole year last year and really learned an awful lot about trees and about things that I thought I'd never learn about, you know. Insects, trees, butterflies, bees, what they all do and all the different things that they're all connected to and the food chains. And it's been a very great experience, and we've met some really, really nice people here in the college, you know.
And have you a plan for your acre?
I have. I'm actually in the process of the one-year conversion for the organic IOFGA, IOFGA. That's the Irish Organic Farmers and Growers Association. I shall be organic on the 18th of April next year. Really looking forward to it. But it's a lot of hard work as well, you know.
Is it?
And it's a lot of hard work for a person on his own with an acre-sized field, because that's what I have, an acre-sized. It's as big as this. But there's a lot of farmers in Clare Organic at the moment, and they're very helpful.
Good.
If you have a problem, you can always call to them, and, you know, if you have a problem with nutrients, and they'll come out and help you. That's the nice thing about the organic farmers. It's kind of like the old-style farming, you know.
And the best of luck to Danny Keane in his organic enterprise in County Clare.